We're back on the air. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host, also CEO, founder, and chairman of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. I'm sitting here in the wonderful conference room of Gray, Gray, and Gray with the one, the only, Rich Hershen.
Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you. Excited to be on Radio Entrepreneurs again.
Thank you. You know, always great to have Gray, Gray, and Gray involved with the radio show. We've had a great history together, and we're hoping to create some great history with our next guest, and that's Charles Hadsell, and founder and CEO of ePropertyy Care. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
Tell us about ePropertyy Care.
Okay, so ePropertyy Care was founded about a year and a half ago, and the key thing that we do is we combine smart home technology with a trusted repair network to make home and rental property maintenance really easy. So we do that a couple of different ways. So first, we use a cellular connected smart home system that basically allows you to protect and monitor your property even when power's out. So if you think about the times when your home or rental property is most vulnerable, you know, nor'easter hits Cape Cod, knocks out power, those are the times you want your smart home to work for you, but many Wi-Fi based solutions don't because they require power. Our solution solves that problem. We also do some interesting things about bringing together all of your home together in one place. So right now, a lot of our customers have, you know, five or six apps that control different areas of their smart home. We're able to bring that all together into one.
Oh, interesting.
So are you a technology company that's programming and creating these apps, or are you... do you buy these and just install them and maintain them for people?
We do both. So on the smart home side, you know, we leverage the alarm.com platform for the smart home tech, but we've also built our own web app for the repair network that we have. So we basically make it one click easy to get things done in your home or rental property.
So tell us a little bit how it works. So if something goes wrong in my house, I click on that, or does the system just know that something broke and next thing you know, someone shows
Let's
up and repairs
it? Start the other way
it.
Around. Let's assume that something someday goes right in his house.
So it's a little bit of both. So let's take an example. Let's say you you fly to Hawaii over Christmas. You leave the cold, you know, weather here in Boston. You know, our system could detect temperature extremes in your place. So if your heating system stopped working and it got cold, you could get an alert to your phone and then take appropriate action. If you had a water leak, so say a pipe did burst and it triggered one of the sensors, you would say, hey, there's a water leak, and either shut off a water valve with our system or basically click a button and send us in to take care of the problem. So our web app basically allows you to make the decision where if you have time and the inclination, you could take care of it yourself, or if you're busy or not inclined, you could basically push a button and send the problem to us and we'll take care of it. So our system kind of combines the smart home tech to enable the repair network and vice versa. So it kind of is a unique way to make these things work together well.
You're my wife's dream. You really are. I'm not. So I thought you said rentals, but you do this for homeowners as well, correct?
Yeah, correct. So we initially were focused on landlords because I basically wanted to solve my own problem as a landlord with rental property across a couple different states. But we kind of saw that homeowners had the same problem. Like, hey, they're... people are too busy, don't have the time, or don't have the inclination or knowledge to how to maintain your property properly. So they kind of fall into that cycle of waiting for something to break and then fixing it, which is actually a very expensive way to approach it and causes a lot of stress. Because the last thing you want to do on New Year's Eve is find a heating guy to fix your failed heating system. And that's a true story for what happened to me. You want to basically help people get proactive with their home and rental property maintenance by loading things into our system, and that will trigger reminders to you to say, hey, it's time to blow your gutters, time to change your air filter. And then inevitably when things do happen, you could click a button and make the problem go away if you don't have the time.
Wow. I wish you could monitor my bicycle tires too. Listen, Charles, let's go a little bit in the Wayback Machine. Give us your history and how you got into this business.
Yeah, so I guess we started really... I'd say with the experience of my family. You know, my father owned a bunch of property, you know, way back in the 80s and 90s. So at one point he had over like 50 rental properties. And that's normally the start of a good story, but this is actually the start of a sad story because, you know, the properties kind of overwhelmed him because he fell into that, what I call the maintenance spiral. You know, you fall behind on maintenance, you're responding to emergency repairs, your good tenants move out, you get bad tenants in that destroy the place, and he just couldn't keep up. So he actually kind of lost all the property. So when my father and I started talking about ePropertyy Care, he's like, you know, if this existed back then, you know, we'd be on a beach in Hawaii, not on not in Santa Ana where my parents currently live. So that was kind of a pretty kind of impactful thing for me. And then shorter term, you know, I've been a self-managing landlord for about 15 years because as I was going through my technology career, you know, I'd move from like state to state for different jobs and promotions, and I would just buy a house, rent out rooms. And then when I'd move, I'd rent out the whole place. So I kind of built up my own portfolio of property across a few different states. And it kind of became, as I started doing international travel and getting very busy, I started to kind of fall behind on the maintenance because it's kind of repeating the same thing that, you know, that my father went through. So I'm like, you know, maybe I could use my dad to help me out occasionally and pay him for when I need him versus paying a property management company for, you know, a lot of kind of inactivity. So I had a test case in Dallas where I'm like, hey, Dad, you know, I need new carpets. Tenant turn's coming. Can you get a couple of quotes and take care of it? And he took care of it. I'm like, you know, that was kind of the aha moment. I wish I had my father when I needed him for those different rental property tasks when they came up and when I didn't have time to do it myself. And that was kind of the birth of the company.
So in the year and a half that the company's been around, what's been your biggest challenge?
So I think the biggest challenge is kind of, I think, continuing to build a reliable repair network, because we kind of take the opposite approach of like the likes of like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. So instead of having like a sea of contractors where you're kind of a one-off transaction, we actually aggregate business and give it to a couple of chosen partners. So we think that we've have a better solution for the incentive problem, because now that electrician, I'm a big part of his business. So if he does a bad job for me or my customers, he stands to lose a lot of business. So we kind of build an incentive structure to encourage recurring relationships like that. But finding the original people to work with us, I think, is always a challenge, as it is for every homeowner. And that's why it's a problem we're solving.
I bet. And it sounds like you're trying to do this nationwide. So you need electricians and all the different cities we were offering the service, right?
Yeah, so right now our concierge service is in Greater Boston, and we just opened in Dallas. So we just added someone to the company who's beginning to build our network there. But our connected home system is actually nationwide already. You know, we have our customers in 13 or 14 states right now with our connected home service. So we're kind of using that to kind of feel out the different markets and find areas where we want to build the rest of the network so that we can offer the full combined service.
Sounds like you're making home life comfortable life.
we're trying, but I think it's just helping people make things easy. You know, I think home maintenance, you know, smart home tech, you know, that's hard for the average person to know how to do it and know to do the right thing. So those are the things we want to simplify.
I was leaving my house this morning, and I told my wife as I was leaving that something was broken. She was on a conference call, and she just looked at me, and so, you know, I left it to my home tech, and I would have preferred to have had you around.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife has similar technology to this. It's just tell me what I need to do.
Right? Exactly.
So now if you have time, you can do it yourself. If you don't have time, just click a button and the problem will go away. So that's kind of how we want to make it. We want to make it that easy, you know, over time.
So for those of us who want to replace iWife with ePropertyCare, listen, Charles, how would people find you?
Yeah, so on our website, epropertycare.com, you know, we have a button at the top that says request a free consultation. So I'd say if you own a home or rental property in Greater Boston or Greater Dallas, we'd love to talk to you about our concierge service. If you like our cellular connected IoT solution, you know, we are nationwide. So, you know, check us out, schedule a free consultation. We'd love to see if we could offer you a solution.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. And I doubt you'd be as good as my wife, but she only has so much bandwidth. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks to Rich Hershen of Gray, Gray & Gray for hosting us again. Great being in these offices. I hope you would agree.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Jeffrey, Rich, thank you very much for your time and the opportunity.
Thank you very much. We hope you come back again, because it's an interesting technology. We want to talk about it some more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.